Good morning, and welcome to you and the radio audience. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program as we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired word. If at any time you have a question about something that's said on this program, or if you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information given by the announcer, or you can contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. You know, in this day of uncertainty, one thing that we can know is that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. Understanding inspiration is fundamental to all else that we believe and do in our service unto God. If the Bible is not of God, what value is it to us? First of all, what is inspiration? Inspiration, according to B.B. Warfield in the International Standard Bible Encyclopedia, Volume 3, page 1473, says it's the supernatural influence exerted on the sacred writers by the Spirit of God, by virtue of which their writings are given divine trustworthiness. I think maybe that David said it best in 2 Samuel 23, verses 1 and 2, when he said that the Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was on my tongue. Paul said that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16. In fact, this term, inspired of God, means God breathed. That's a statement by A.T. Robinson in his Word Pictures of the New Testament. This does not have reference to the effect that the Scriptures have on the one that reads it. Rather, it tells of its divine origin. We know that the Old Testament writers were inspired. Moses spoke and wrote as God directed. When given the Ten Commandments, Moses said in Exodus 20 and verse 1, God spake all these words, saying. And even after the return from Babylon, Ezra was told to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel, in Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 1. Later in that very same book, we find a statement in chapter 10 and verse 29 of Nehemiah, God's law, which was given by Moses. We know that Moses reiterated the law to Israel, that he attributed every word of the law to God. In Deuteronomy, let's begin our reading in chapter 5 at verse 1. And Moses called all of Israel and said to them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your hearing today, that you may learn them and be careful to observe them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord did not make this covenant with our fathers, but with us, those who are here today, all of us who are alive. The Lord talked with you face to face on the mountain, from the midst of the fire. I stood between the Lord and you at that time, to declare to you the word of the Lord. For you were afraid because of the fire, and you did not go up the mountain. He said, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. That's reading through verse 6. Of Deuteronomy 5. Also, not only did Moses speak by inspiration, but the prophets of the Old Testament spoke as God directed. Isaiah was preaching, according to Isaiah 1, verses 1 and 2, what the Lord has spoken. In chapter 6, he tells about his call to be a prophet. God also called Jeremiah to be a prophet. And we find in Jeremiah 1, beginning and notice in verses 4 through 9 that we'll not read completely, but it says that whatever I command you, you shall speak. Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. In fact, God told Ezekiel in Ezekiel chapter 3 and verse 27, but when I speak with you, I will open your mouth, and you shall say to them, thus saith the Lord, he who hears, let him hear, and he who refuses, let him refuse, for they are a rebellious house. Zechariah spoke of the inspiration of prophets before him, and how did the people refuse to hear when he made the statement in Zechariah 7 and verse 12, yes, they made their hearts like flint, refusing to hear the law and words which the Lord of hosts had sent by his Spirit through the former prophets. Thus great wrath came from the Lord of hosts. But two also, New Testament writers, said that the Old Testament were inspired. In the statement that Peter made in 2 Peter 1, beginning with verse 20, he said, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. In fact, even Jesus himself endorsed the Old Testament stories. Jesus believed what was recorded in the Old Testament to be fact and not fiction. He endorsed the story of creation when he stated that in Matthew 19 and verse 4. He endorsed the story of Noah in the ark that we read about him doing so in Matthew 24, verses 37 and 38. Jesus endorsed the story of Sodom's judgment. We read about that in Matthew 11 and verse 24. He endorsed Lot's wife in Luke 17 and verse 32. He even endorsed the story of Jonah and the whale in Matthew 12 and verse 40. These are facts, not fiction. Also, when it comes to the New Testament writers, they too were inspired. The apostles claimed to speak and write by inspiration. Paul said in 1 Timothy 4 and verse 1, now the Spirit expressly says. In fact, Peter referred to Paul's writing in 2 Peter 3 verses 15 and 16 as Scripture. Paul explained that the apostles and prophets were guided by the Spirit of God to write down the things that were in the mind of God in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 3 through 5. The same apostle Paul, too, claimed that what he spoke at Thessalonica in 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 13 was the Word of God. In fact, Paul told the Galatians that he had received the gospel not from men, but from God, in Galatians chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. What Paul wrote to the Corinthians and wrote to others, as he stated in 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 37, was the commandments of the Lord. So these writers could make this claim because Jesus said that the Holy Spirit would guide them into all truth when Jesus was together with them and made that statement in John chapter 16 and verse 13. We know too that the apostles were directed in what and how to speak. The apostles were told in Matthew chapter 10 verse 19, but when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak, for it will be given you in that hour what you will speak. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. Notice that they would be told both what, that is the content of the message, and how, that's the words to express the message. But you know, when it comes to the nature of inspiration, we must understand that the fact that all of the Bible is inspired when Paul said in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. In fact, the psalmist in Psalms 119 verse 128 said, all of God's precepts are right. Peter's reference to the prophets, including all of the Old Testament prophets in 2 Peter 1 verses 20 and 21 that we read just a moment ago. So, what is true of one prophet, that is, being inspired of God, was true of others, whether in the Old Testament or in the New. One Bible writer was just as inspired as the others. But also, every word is inspired. You know, there's some believe in thought inspiration. And what they mean by that is that God gave the writer the thought to teach, but the writer was left to choose his own words. Such thinking would make the Bible subject to error. The Bible claims that not only is the entire book inspired, but that every word was chosen by the Holy Spirit. Paul said, these things we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual words. Notice, see here, that the words were spoken by the Holy Spirit. This is truly what verbal inspiration is. And the scriptures are reliable down to the very smallest of detail. Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 18, for assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle shall by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. A jot is the smallest Hebrew letter. A tittle is the small stroke distinguishing one Hebrew letter from another. So a jot and a tittle is sort of like our dotting of the I and the crossing of the T. Jesus said there would be not one jot or tittle to pass until all fulfilled. His point is that scriptures are true and they're reliable down to the very smallest of detail. And so when we look at evidence of interpretation, we can look at the resurrection of Christ. If Christ was raised from the dead, that proves there is a God. Jesus is divine. What he says is true. The empty tomb is just one of the many proofs that Jesus indeed arose from the dead. And this assures us that the Bible is indeed the Word of God. But then there's the unity of the Bible. The Bible was written over a period of 1,500 years with 40 different writers from different parts of the world. They used three different languages, and yet there's not a single contradiction. So this assures us that there is one mind, and that is the mind of God that has given unto us the Scriptures. You know, man cannot foreknow the future, but God can. Thus, if man foretold the future, they had to be speaking by the inspiration of God. Friends, there are over 300 prophecies concerning Christ that were fulfilled in every detail. Friends, that shows that the prophets of old were truly inspired of God. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And let us be assured that it is the Word of God. We appreciate so much your listening. We see your time is gone. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. And it's under then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.